Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. On today's episode, we're talking about a critical review of the anthology from Crossway, Theistic Evolution, a Scientific, Philosophical, and Theological Critique. The review is by Dennis Lamoureux, Professor of Science and Religion at the University of Alberta. Joining us to comment on the review is Dr. Anne Gager, who served as a co-editor of the Theistic Evolution book. Dr. Gager earned a PhD in zoology from the University of Washington and was a postdoctoral fellow in cell and molecular biology at Harvard. She is Director of Science Communications and a senior fellow at the Center for Science and Culture, and a senior research scientist at Biologic Institute as well. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gager.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
How does Dennis Lamoureux define theistic evolution and evolutionary creation?
Well, that's a surprise. He is what he calls an evolutionary creationist, and at the same time, he asserts that we are intelligently designed, that the universe, life, humans are intelligently designed by a sustained, ordained process, that evolution is teleological and features a plan, a purpose, final goal. This is the language of design, and I don't know quite how he co-opts it. He even goes so far as to say that he rejects all forms of evolution that are secular, such as deistic evolution, Darwinian evolution, neo-Darwinian evolution, atheistic evolution, and just teleological evolution. Frankly, that's not the kind of evolution that scientists propose. So he is both redefining evolutionary creationism and he's redefining evolution.
What do you make of his use of the term design?
Well, it's clear to me that he is not using it in quite the same way as we do. He does not imply that there is an active process of design going on continually. Rather, I think he means that information is front-loaded into the universe at the very beginning, and that this information then unfolds over time by natural processes. But he sees that design as pervasive, even though it was all front-loaded. It's a different view of design than we hold, that's for sure.
Interesting. I wonder if, as you mentioned in your article on evolution, is if there might be a change in the wind.
Well, yeah, that's possible. He's not the only one who has started to use design language. Deborah Harsma, who is president of Biologos, said in a statement on Biologos' website that Biologos fully and ardently affirm that the universe is designed. The wonders we encounter, from massive galaxy clusters to tiny viruses, continually amaze us and move our hearts and minds to ponder the designer of it all. For us, design is seen just as much in God's governance of natural processes as in God's supernatural action. So she also is not using design in the same sense as we are, but to the naive reader, it would seem that she's talking about God's active design in the world, in which, in fact, she's not.
In what sense does Dennis Lamoureux endorse the role of random processes in evolution?
Well, he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. He has to endorse design and endorse evolution as the process by which it occurs. But he said he doesn't accept Darwinian evolution, and he doesn't accept atheistic evolution. So how is he going to reconcile, square the circle? Here's how he does it. He says, consider a set of loaded, weighted dice. Tossing these intelligently designed dice in any random way will, in the end, have the winning number appear most of the time. Evolutionary creation contends that this is also the case with biological evolution. The creator set in motion and upheld over time intelligently designed, self-assembling natural processes. including random processes to create the universe and life as well as humans. So he's claiming randomness, but in the sense that it is biased, like a loaded dice. It's not completely unbiased, and so that is a notion of randomness that is foreign to the standard definition of evolution. If you use biased dice, you're inserting guidance into the system by the very nature of things.
Yeah, it seems like that's quite a characterization. I mean, you use loaded dice to win a game, right? You don't use
right.
it to emphasize chance.
Besides which, I don't think it's capable of the degree of precision that's necessary to create a complex organism. If only 2 out of 10 rolls come up your way, it's going to be a lot of wasted rolls of the dice.
So what are some of Dennis Lamoureux's misconceptions about intelligent design?
Well, for one thing, all throughout his review, he calls us anti-evolutionists. I suppose it's an attempt to get back at us for calling theistic evolutionists evolutionary, not calling them evolutionary creationists. So Dennis thinks that ID is a god of the gaps explanation of life, that it is based on holes in our knowledge, and we insert ID wherever we don't know what is going on. Rather, intelligent design is based on the idea that there is actually positive knowledge about what is required for certain kinds of things to happen. We need an infusion of information at the dawn of life to make the first cells. We need more information at the Cambrian explosion when the great burst of animal phyla appeared. We need more information to create complex molecular machines and causal circularity. Replication, transcription, and translation, all of these things require information. We're not arguing from ignorance, we're arguing from evidence. What is the source for these things to take place? In our uniform and repeated experience, there's only one thing that generates information, and that is intelligence. Intelligent design, to be specific.
Yeah, it seems like there's lots of assumptions in his writing about the intelligent design arguments that don't seem to be backed up by much evidence.
There's one more thing. He writes in his article that ID is concordist. That means that we read Genesis as our guide to science, that we think Genesis reveals scientific facts, and we interpret our science in the light of Genesis. None of that is true. In fact, ID theorists are each individual in their opinions about how to read scripture and interpret it, and we don't all read it the same way. There's absolutely no way that intelligent design could be considered monolithic of one opinion on this subject. So it's just wrong to say that we're concordist.
And then Lamoureux writes, "The root of ID theory has now been publicly revealed." What does he mean, and how would you respond?
He means that because we participated in the theistic evolution book, which includes a section on theology, we have tipped our hand, and that we are really about an agenda promoting religion in public schools and ID in public schools. In fact, it should be pointed out that ID is not about religion, and the reason the book was written in 3 sections, one science section, one philosophy section, and one theology section, is because to address theistic evolution, it's necessary to address all those areas. ID isn't about theology. Theistic evolution is about theology. And I should point out, too, that almost all of the contributors to the theistic evolution book that are part of ID theory are themselves scientists, wrote only in the science section. That doesn't mean that we endorse the theology section. Neither does it mean that we were trying to say something about theology in our participation in the book. But we did need to have an extensive critique of evolution, since theistic evolutionists claim that evolution is what's responsible for our existence. So our goal was simply to demonstrate that evolution is not an adequate explanation.
That seems like he's trying to have a bit of a gotcha moment there.
Yeah, he's not the only one who said something like that. I would point out, too, that if you read through the science chapters, we don't talk about God. We talk about intelligent design. We talk about evidence. We talk about argument. We don't talk about theology. Only one exception, Doug Axe's chapter. He makes an argument that includes some theological arguments. But then he wasn't writing a science article. He was writing an opinion piece.
Well, Morrow asserts that intelligent design places God in a test tube and undermines faith. How would you respond?
Oh, this is a good one. Let me look up the quote. Yes. You have to read the whole thing because Dennis is playing both sides of the coin at the same time. He first says, the creation through its beauty, complexity, and functionality powerfully impacts everyone, and it leads us toward a belief in the Creator and some of his attributes. Now, let me pause here and say, that's evolutionary creationism at its heart, but it also could be taken as an ID statement, that creation through its beauty, complexity, and functionality powerfully impacts everyone. But he then turns the corner and says, but even more problematic from a theological perspective, in attempting to place God in a test tube, so to speak, ID theorists undermine an indispensable component of biblical Christianity, faith. Now, two things. We're not placing God in a test tube. That's ridiculous. It may be a metaphor, but it's not an apt one. What we are doing is examining his creation, not God. It's legitimate to look at the natural world and draw conclusions based on what you see. So then, what about this thing saying that ID weakens faith? It kind of makes me laugh. We weaken faith because the evidence is so strong nobody needs to believe anymore? Evidence for God's action in creation is something that weakens our faith? Well, then are we to abandon our intellects and just have faith without evidence? If evidence for creation weakens faith, then my comment is tongue-in-cheek is it weakened because we don't exercise it enough? One last thing. I have to read a bit, but I'll try and highlight the stuff that is significant. Dennis says, now there is a subtle and important point that needs to be made. Think bold. Bold letters here. Scientific evidence can certainly contribute to the belief that the world is intelligently designed. Okay, bracket that. That is an ID statement. The history of science reveals that as scientists have probed deeper into nature, greater and more astonishing examples of beauty, complexity, and functionality have been discovered, thus declaring God's glory. Except for the mention of God, that's also an ID statement. He continues, but the facts of science do not prove that the universe and life are designed. Okay, I'll accept that. Proved is not a word we use in science. You can't prove anything with science because it's conditional. It's an inference. It's always up for revision. However, it's genuinely scientific to offer evidence and make provisional conclusions. He continues, to be more accurate, scientific evidence contributes to a powerful argument for the reality of intelligent design. No problem there. I agree. Everyone is deeply affected by the nonverbal revelation in the creation, including anti-religious individuals. Wow, that's a powerful statement. So I read that paragraph, and taken as a whole, that paragraph is an ID statement. So he finishes with this. Why does he not recognize these words are the words of an intelligent design advocate? Quote, the history of science reveals that as scientists have probed deeper into nature, greater and more astonishing examples of beauty, complexity, and functionality have been discovered, thus declaring God's glory. I could say everything that he wrote just draw the line at declaring God's glory because we don't make the leap to God as the intelligent designer. That's beyond the reach of science. That's theology. But otherwise, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow, it looks like Lamora's arguments against design don't carry much weight.
Okay, Dennis is a great guy. I've talked to him. He has this view that he wants to preserve Christianity and the aspect of wonder at God's creation and attributions due to the action of God, but the action at the very beginning of creation, not now. So this is then a statement that you can't detect the action of God in the present, except he does say that you can. Scientific evidence contributes to a powerful argument for the reality of intelligent design. The history of science reveals that scientists have probed deeper into nature, and greater and more astonishing examples of beauty, complexity, and functionality have been discovered. So that's evidence-based science. Dennis has some sort of idea that he can keep his faith separate from his science. He said himself that if you use evidence from intelligent design, it weakens your faith. But he also says scientists have found evidence for intelligent design. He's saying different things at different times. I think he's basically confused.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today to discuss this, Dr. Gager.
It was my pleasure.
This has been Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.